Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And see, He can contact us all by the Holy Spirit. He's looking for people with purpose, people that whose hearts is perfect towards Him. He wants to show Himself strong on your behalf, in your life. And He wants to give you good, wonderful things. He wants to do things that you really would appreciate, even things that you don't know to ask for. God is good that way. And I want people to know Him. You know, that was a time when Israel had went rogue again, got into evil, got into idolatry, acting like the nations around them, like they always did. And they happened to do this in the days of Elisha. They had an evil king called Ahab. And the next king, you know, they had a terrible drought because of all the evil that they did do. And Elisha had a servant called Gehazi. And he and two of his friends got together. They were lepers, so they couldn't go around everybody. But the angel of the Lord had destroyed 185,000 enemies. And they had all their goods and possessions. and the rest of them fled. So they walked out. They said, "We don't have anything to eat. Let's walk out here and see what the enemy has to eat. They can't do nothing but kill us. And we're already going to die." So they walked out there. All right. And they found the camp vacant of all their enemies, and all of their food was there. Now, the prophet had said, by this time tomorrow, he told how much food would be sold for. It would be so cheap because it would be so plentiful. And one man said, "I don't believe it." And then the man said, "You'll see it, but you won't eat it," because he doubted. And when the three lepers went out and found the camp vacated with all the food and everything that they had still in place, and it was still good, they ate till they was full. But then they said, "We better go and tell Israel what we found, or some mischief will happen to us if we try to just keep it all to ourselves." Now, that's the point I wanted to make. Now, the reason I know that Gehazi was there, Gehazi is the one when the Syrian general, Naaman, came and got healed of leprosy. Well, Elisha, he wouldn't receive anything from him. But Gehazi caught up and lied and said that his master wanted to go ahead and receive something so he'll have something to give to others. And then the Syrian general gave him his clothes and everything. Well, he ended up catching leprosy. See, he was hard. He lied to the prophet and he lied to the general that was healed of his leprosy. He was on his way back to Syria. But Gehazi, that's how Gehazi became a leper. But when he found all the food, he went and told the king what he had found. And so the people were so excited, they rushed out there, and the man who doubted, he saw the goods coming to Israel, but he was trampled down and died because of the multitude of people running. And see, that's why it's not good to doubt. God can't work without doubt. When you doubt, you put yourself in a worldly category. You make yourself vulnerable when you doubt what God say, whether it's through the written word or through or what's spoken by the Holy Spirit through men and women of God. But the point I wanted to make is I've experienced wonderful things throughout my life that God did, and I want to share it with others. Now, you might think it's easy to get people to believe the wonderful miracles that God always do. Some people have never had a miracle in their life. Some people don't know the Lord. Some people have never spoken to Him. And some people haven't had that relationship through Christ. So they are strange. They don't know these things. I'm telling you, God is good, folks. And the Holy Spirit want to make him show himself strong in your life. If your heart is perfect toward him, that means you believe him with the intent to honor him and obey him. Now, it's not, don't think that it's this way. God is not going to pay you to love him. He's good anyway. He already give you every measure of prosperity. It's up to you to do something with it. He gave you abilities to get wealth anyway. All you have to do is make positive choices, good choices, godly choices. You don't even have to be a Christian to do that. People have become millionaires because they live by godly principles. And they're generous. That's two things that'll cause a man to get wealth. Honest work and generosity. Anybody can do that. And even God will bless their life. You don't even have to be a Christian to do that. But see, if you don't become a Christian, you can't go to heaven. Something has to be done about our sin condition. And Jesus already did it for us. We can't save ourselves. That's impossible. And that's why God sent the law, to make us know that you can't do this without me. You need me to do something about your condition. And the Father became a man. He was born into this world. So Jesus is truly the Son of God, and he's God at the same time. Before he was manifested as the Son of God, he was the Word of God. He'll always be the Word of God. But God stripped him of his former knowledge, because Jesus made everything you see before he was a man. And then he had to learn who he was. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, Satan's whole kingdom, as a man. He did what Adam should have done, by living the principles of God. Now, if you're positive and you work hard to be a blessing to people, and then you're generous on top of it, those are two principles that will work. But when you get saved, by believing on Jesus Christ, that his blood washed away your sins, he rose and justified you from the grave, and he justified you. In God's eyes, you're just like Jesus. And he loves you as much as he loved Jesus. He loved you as much as he loved himself. And that's abundant love. And he loved the sinner just as much. Even people that won't do right. But he can't stop what's going to happen to him. God can't stop you from going to hell. You got to go to hell. If you do nothing, you're going to hell. And he can't stop that. That's why we preach the gospel, to get people out of trouble. And then the enemies give people lies so that they won't come forward. So, see, one of them is, y'all Christians think y'all better than everybody else. No, we're like Gehazi. We were dying, and we knew we would die because he had leprosy. He knew he was dying. He didn't have nothing to lose when he went to that camp. And then he found all the food. And then he went back and told some. That's what a Christian is. We were dying. We found out about Jesus because somebody took time to explain it to us and loved us and preached the gospel. And we heard and received salvation. And God backed up all their words. And then we were changed. And we know we have peace. And this is not dictionary peace. This is not schoolbook peace. This is not what you find in a Webster. This kind of peace is a relationship with the Lord, and you can feel it. You know by the peace of God that you're going to live forever. And it's wonderful. It's rewarding. Not only that, if you follow on to know the Lord, if you follow him and learn his word, you're going to learn who he is as a person. See, God is a person. He has a personality, and he's one person. When you talk to the Lord by the Holy Spirit, he'll answer you by the Holy Spirit, and also by angels and men of God, men and women of God. I always include women. See, sometimes people want to downplay what women can do, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't underestimate your sisters in Christ, because they have a word just like the men of God. And, you know, women, I have been blessed thoroughly by women. So when somebody speak under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And then this is what I love about hearing women teach and preach. They have an insight that men don't have. And men have an insight that they may not have. So, and you got to remember something. Women are designed to protect their husbands. And nobody can protect a husband more than a wife. And you know, God didn't give man all of his marbles. He gave a fair share to the women. And Satan hates it. That's why he hates a God marriage. He hates a godly marriage. Because he can't do nothing. See, when the Catholic Church was formed, for some reason, they don't want the priest to get married. Now, that came from the devil, because when you have a man and a woman and they become one, they're exponentially greater than just a thriving man or a thriving woman. They become, now this is not those, not when somebody's unequally yoked, somebody love the devil, somebody love God. No, I'm talking about when two people really love Jesus and they seek to follow and honor him, they become exponential when they're together. And I look at that's why I love to see couples in ministry. Even if both of them aren't called to the ministry, they're both an asset for each other and they protect each other. And my wife has protected me many ways. She sees things I don't. So it's important. It's very important to do something with what God gave you. Now, the enemy, he'd always try to divide you from anybody that can help you. And this is in all the members of your family that fell in love with Jesus. He tried to put a rift between you and them so that they can't help you, or so that you can't help the person that's lost. I've seen it so many ways. If there's a good pastor, people will say evil things against to put a rift between the people he's helping or she's helping. So don't be played by the enemy. Love God. And see, don't listen to the lies. Well, you're a homophobe. You scared of, I ain't scared of nobody. I preach the word to every soul, whether they're homosexual, straight, whatever. Jesus, you got to live by Jesus. The worldly ways is destroying you, and I don't want you destroyed. Whether you like me or not, if you live wrong, you're going to be destroyed. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. See what's new on the webpage. I'm always adding things to it. And check out those books. Those books are there to give you insight, the cost of freedom that I wrote. I put in there a lot of principles that I learned about love. But it's a book that's very foundational. Now, when Gehazi went and told Israel about all the food that they found, that he had found, that saved the nation. Now, they were so poor, they were eating dove's dung. They were eating bird poop because there was no food. And so they desperately needed food. They were encamped around. They couldn't farm their land anymore, and there was a drought. So they needed the salvation. We all need salvation. And people in the world can't get you saved. People that think like the devil can't get you saved. Only people who love God can, because they have a testimony of what Jesus did. Only godly people, godly Christians can get you saved. A lukewarm Christian can't bear fruit. Only people who love and trust God, they're the only people in the world that can lead people to Christ. The others, they don't, if a lukewarm Christian leads somebody to Christ, the person that listened to them, they'll bear fruit like they are. But see, a true prophet can bear good fruit. He can only bear good fruit. A false prophet can't bear fruit. They can't bear good fruit. They'll bear fruit. Jesus put it this way. He said the Pharisees look high and low for a proselyte. And when they find one, they make him twofold more the child of hell than they are. And I've seen situations like that. That's why some people, you can't tell them nothing. Because the people that introduced them and the people that lived before them were corrupt. You can't be corrupt and bear fruit. Now, it's because the Lord works with people. When people are worldly and they're preaching, the Lord will, he'll protect people that really want to know him. And he'll show them, you know, he'll guide them in life. The Lord showed me a vision once, a pastor I love. He showed me when he was listening, when he was yielded to the Spirit speaking, and then when he was just speaking out of his own mind. That was the difference. Now, I didn't, you know, it's easy to believe that your pastor is right about everything. But the Lord showed me, he said, only listen to him when I'm using, when my Spirit's on, when I'm using him. And I could tell the difference. So sometimes people can be wrong about something, but you got to understand they're just wrong about it. They have bad information. But when they're right, that's anointed. Anointed will always get you better off. And so it's important to understand these principles and read the word for yourself. See, the pastor is not responsible for what you choose to do. You got to choose God's word for yourself. He can't make you study on your own. He'll tell you to. Good pastors always tell you, don't just listen to me. I'm here to help, but study the word for yourself. And that's what I want people to do. You need to know God personally yourself. Jesus made it so you can have a personal relationship with him, not just an insurance policy where you get to live forever. But God wants to educate you. He wants to share with you his knowledge so that you can do greater in this earth. Now, the enemy's tactics are to keep people bound. He don't want you to know what God has provided for you. He don't want you to know what God has done for you personally. And then there are those crippling doctrines that confuse people. They say, well, they use that scripture where the rich young ruler, Jesus said, one thing you lack. Sell all you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. Well, he wouldn't do that. He walked away sorrowful. So they took it to mean that God wants you to be poor. And they missed the point totally. Crippling doctrines, they make it look like God wants you to be poor. And good people buy into this. So they take, you know, preachers of old, they used to take a vow of poverty. Now, that's just ignorance gone to seed. When God told you, and the first thing he said was, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Now, if God needs you to do something full time, he'll tell you. But don't be so fast, preachers, to just quit your job. Paul made tents to finance his ministry. Remember something, the Gentiles didn't pay tithes or offering. They were not accustomed to do that. They came from all kind of witchcraft, satanic religions, and they didn't do, only the Jews paid tithes and offering. They were accustomed to do that. Now, as the Gentiles learned the word, they began to benefit from giving and being generous. Good teaching causes people to prosper. In the Philippians, Paul wrote, nobody ministered to me except you. And he said, and my God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. They weren't giving money to Paul. They were giving money to God. See, ministries need things too. So when God put it on your heart to do something, do it. And you'll see God's hand at work in your life. And you'll prosper. And people want to, they judge other ministers that do prosper. They prosper because they obey God from the heart. And that's what they were doing all along. When they learned the principles of God, they began to apply. And it caused them to become very, very wealthy so that they'll have to give. If you see any preacher on TV every day, all day, his airtime bill is in the millions of dollars. And everybody who helped him promote the word of God, God's going to give them the same reward. as he gets, because the needs of God is where you find your prosperity. When you help God, when Peter allowed Jesus to preach out of his boat, God gave him and all of his friends a strong supply of fish. You fill up two boats. That you can't just go out and fill up a boat in one day like that. Now, I don't know much about fishing. That may not be accurate. But I believe that they did well. They were trying to catch, and that for all day and night they were trying to fish. They went out there at the most strategic time and caught nothing. The next day they might go out there and still catch nothing. But this time they won. They caught a load. So if you have a business, my cousin told me, he said, God needs some vehicle to bless you through, a job, a business, something. You got to, whatever you're doing, God can promote it. He can bless it. If you got a lawn service, he'll cause it to rain and people will be calling you to cut their grass. See, God, don't underestimate what God can do. He knows how to get things done. He'll give you ideas. You know, he'll give you, some people, they cut grass. Sometimes the Lord put it on their heart to start a pressure washing business too. So in the off season, they can still work. See, when you think in one direction and that's all you're going to do, you're going to have problems. But when you allow the Lord to give you wisdom and he'll show you what to do, who to do business with, where to go, he'll give you dreams and visions of direction. These things happen for me. Now, when I do that, when I obey him and I yield to him, he always compensates me. Every time. He showed me things to come and I do it and it works. I want that for everybody. Some people think that they got to suck up to the boss. If they lose their job, they just fall apart. No, your source is always God. God keep the business open so that people can have jobs. And he usually do it through his people. Some places are going to fold, and they happen to hire a Christian man or woman that works unto the Lord. And they cause the morale to go up, and then the business succeeds. How? Because when they are done wrong, they do right. They keep a good attitude, and they have more influence than people in the world. Why? Because God is with them. Does that mean they're better? No. That means that God is with them where other people don't allow God to be with them. But God is trying to be with everybody. And that's what I desire. Some of you that may not even know God yet are much smarter than I am. And God may be able to show you more than he's shown me in my whole life. See, sometimes God will save the right person, like Billy Graham or Apostle Paul or Peter. Peter was a fisherman. Who would have thought that a fisherman would succeed in helping turn the world upside down? He went about working miracles, and no Pharisee could do that because God was with Peter. He would have been with the Pharisees. And actually, Apostle Paul was a Pharisee. But when he got saved, he saw the veil was gone. He saw the word. He saw the spirit of the word. And anybody that receives the truth of the spirit of the word, they see the what I mean by the spirit of the word, the intended meaning of the word from the Holy Spirit, because he inspired it. So when you have that knowledge, the spirit of the word, you can do and see and operate in greater measures of faith. And God's going to be with you and back you up. And this is something for everybody. So don't listen to the poisonous lies of the devil. He's just trying to keep people separated. No. That's why I like the radio. All kind of people listen to the radio. And if you're of another religion, or if you're a Christian that's conceited, if you yield to the Lord, you can truly learn. All Christians don't learn the things of God because of the way they've been taught. sometimes people ran with bad information. And God can't stop you from yielding to bad information. It's up to you to find the truth. Jesus said this. He says, knock, seek, and ask. Knock, seek, and ask. So if you do that, if you, Lord, I want to know this. And you're seeking, you know, when I present God with something I want to know, I say, Lord, I'm in a deficit. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm doing. And I put that before him. Then I just put my ears on. I let my ears listen. I listen for my Father's voice from that moment on. And I don't care when he answers me. I know I'm going to get an answer. And sometimes it takes moments. Sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes weeks. And sometimes he'll give me a series of events will happen. And he'll teach me things. And then he'll get to the point. Because he'll build a foundation so I can receive it. So whenever you want to know something, just because God don't answer you like a man would, that doesn't mean the answer's not coming. You just believe like Daniel. Daniel saw the vision and he believed God for the interpretation. He went on a fast until he ate no pleasant food and drank nothing but water till the Lord showed him what he was after. He didn't let it go. He didn't give up. He stayed in faith. And that's what we got to do. God is for all of us, not just the good, but everybody that will come. And Jesus prayed for those who hear him and those who will hear those who hear him. So you got to live a thriving prayer if you will just hear. If you will start hearing the word of God, you become included in the prayer of Christ. But if you reject it, you excluded yourself. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is